We would like to speak to you about the power of your own true nature. This is something that is often not addressed, and certainly it should be, because there is a great power in moving from the center of you and from the place that is genuinely you. Now, sometimes that is confusing for people because they may think that being who they really are is always expressing an opinion or always trying to convince people to believe what they believe or always trying to influence. But actually, those are only fear-based habits given what you have been taught. Because to work from who you really are is very often quiet and knowing and strong and boundaried. And that is a completely different thing that some people have come to understand. Now, what is it then to simply be in a situation and know, and let that knowing come into your body in the way that your breath does when you breathe in and out. That allowing to know is one of the most authentic things that you can do. We have been using some practice things with all of you so that you can open up your ability to know, so that intuitively and spiritually you can come into a situation, and because you have allowed yourself to know, then you can know. Now, what that does is it allows you to say, here is a gift I have. Here is information I have. It is mine. I have not pulled this from other people or other things because I do not need to. I can be in a situation and know. I can know who I am and I can know what I know. Now, here is where the more challenging part sometimes comes in. After you know, you do not have to make anyone else know. You do not have to convince. You do not have to, filibuster. You do not have to do any of that. The beginning of your own strength in your own identity is simply knowing. Now, once you know something, then you can know the things that come from that. And the first and possibly the most important thing to know is, after you know, you must know whether or not it is good for you. Does it belong to you? Does it even need to involve you? These are the knowing questions which allow you to have your identity, to move into places where your identity says, let us go, and to stay away from situations where you are not being called. It is a very powerful thing, this knowing. And then the questions that follow the knowing. I know what this is, and now I must know whether or not it is good for me. You can feel the power then moving back into the center of you, moving back into your identity. And from that knowing, then comes perfectly natural responses. Yes, I will. No, I will not. I am open for this. I am not open for this. I am willing to do this, but I am not willing to do that. all of these other control in the good sense, the kind of control you want in your life, not a control of other people, but a control of your own knowledge and the answer to the questions that come with that knowledge. This is a very beautiful thing, and it is how you hold yourself. Now, what is interesting here is that there are also boundaries around this. So, and that is why we mentioned early, you do not need to ask other people whether or not something is good for you. That knowledge belongs to you. That power is within you. But you must be brave enough to claim it. If you claim it, then you will become stronger. Your identity will become stronger. And that identity then becomes more apparent, not because you are trying to make it more apparent, but because it is growing stronger in you. Now, here is where the boundary is involved. As you become more yourself in the world, you will find that there are those who are drawn to you because of who you are. And you will find those who are not drawn to you at all because of who you are. And the boundary means that you know that that is true, and you do not leap out in front of yourself to someone who does not understand you or who is not drawn to you and try to get them to be. You do not spend a great deal of time explaining yourself. You spend more of your time in knowing yourself, because that is where you build the power, by knowing and respecting what you know and acting off of the information that you have inside of you. Now, this sounds like a simple thing, but of course, none of your training embraced this kind of growing and this kind of empowering. It simply did not embrace it. And so, for you to quietly know, and then know whether you need to be drawn into something or you need to stay out of it, even if that is as far as you got at the beginning, you would have gotten a great way in terms of your own growth and in terms of your own path. And there are challenges to this, of course, but the power is in growing from what you know and then responding to that. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling, and let the warm rain wash away any upset, any stress, anything that might have troubled you during the week. Let go of it and give it to the rain. and feel your teachers all around you, and know that they are here to help. And exhale all that you would have them take away from your mind and your body and your spirit. Give them your fatigue. Breathe it out. Give them your guilt. Give them your demands for perfection. Give them your disappointment. Now feel the universe come to you and open a golden column of light above your head. And feel the golden light of the universe pouring into your body, into all the spaces where you have given up what was there. Feel the light. Open your crown, so that you can receive now from the generosity of the universe. Open your third eye so that you can see and know inside and outside. Feel the golden light come into your throat so that you can speak and speak what is true and genuine and good. Feel the flow of light into your heart center. And feel the golden light enter the heart and heal the heart and take away its pain. And feel the garden in your heart begin to grow. And see how beautiful it is. And how it is the center of you. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus. And feel that you can know joy now. And peace and power. And feel the golden light flow into your second center. And feel yourself letting the second center purify anything, everything that comes through your life, so that it can leave you but not hurt you because it is not judged. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the root. And feel the root connect to the power of the earth and draw up into your life what you need from the earth and the energy that draws what you need from the earth. And feel the energy of the earth and the universe weaving together to make you strong in yourself, strong in your spirit, and strong with the universe. Bring your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left there for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.